Dimples Polka Poppers with Grant Cazera. Soak up lots of gemütlichkeit all weekend at the annual Roger Bright Polka Fest in New Glarus, Wisconsin, June 7th and 8th. For more information, call toll-free 1-800-527-6838. That's 1-800-527-6838 or visit swisstown.com.
Craig will be right back with the final segment of It's Polka Time right after this.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. In the last week, demonstrations and tent encampments have popped up on at least 48 college campuses protesting Israel's war in Gaza.
Hands up the Middle East!
College campus chaos as schools nationwide deal with an influx of protesters angry about the Israel-Hamas war. In our nation's capital,
Palestine will live forever!
George Washington University telling students anyone who remains in the university yard risks temporary suspension and being barred from campus.
That's ABC's Phil Lipoff at Columbia University. In the Midwest, Joplin, Missouri to Wichita Falls, Texas, all on alert for severe weather today after major storms moved through Nebraska on Friday. A massive tornado damaged or destroyed hundreds of homes in a neighborhood in Omaha. There were no deaths. Two Polk County, Florida deputies were shot in Lakeland overnight. The suspect was killed, both deputies recovering. This is ABC News. This week's news that inflation came in hotter than hoped has people wondering why. And ABC's Sherry Preston says one reason, the cost of getting around.
Gas prices were up again last month to a national average of $3.66 a gallon compared to $3.54 in February. New car prices also steadily rising along with car insurance rates. All of it leading to a 0.3% rise in prices from February to March. Another sign the Fed is likely not going to lower interest rates in June. The next rate cut now probably won't come until September.
There's outrage over bail for a Michigan woman who allegedly drove into a child's birthday party last weekend at a boat club while drunk. Nicholas Phillips is a relative of the 8-year-old girl and her 4-year-old brother who were both killed.
I don't understand how a justice system can give a woman like that bail.
She's charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Women in politics are reporting a spike in threats and harassment. Mike Moan reports.
The Brennan Center for Justice recently issued findings that detail the threatening behavior those in the political arena are experiencing now. Women were 3 to 4 times as likely as men to experience abuse targeting their gender. Erin Villardi of the advocacy and assistance group Vote Run Lead says this creates more unfairness in areas such as resource planning for a campaign.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Ann Villardi says because of the worsening climate, the threats are extending to almost all other candidates, including conservative white men. She and other researchers call on party leaders to strongly condemn political violence. They also recommend that each state implement stronger protection for office holders. And Villardi says it's not just women candidates and incumbents having to deal with this behavior. Women working as top aides and political journalists are subject to more hateful rhetoric these days.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
And if more women decide not to run or seek re-election as a result, Villardi says this means there will be fewer opportunities for gender equality in leadership positions in state legislatures and Congress. She urges constituents to send messages of support to women office holders as they weigh these challenges and their political futures. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, April 28th at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church on Highway 8 in Catawba, there will be a spring dinner. They will be serving from noon until 1:30. There will be chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, dressing, coleslaw, homemade buns, and pies. Adults are $12, children 12 and under are $8, and preschool is free. Again, that is Sunday, April 28th at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers beat the Yankees. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz had a big night, a home run, four runs batted in, including the game-winning single in the bottom of the 11th as the crew beat the Yanks 7-6. The home series continues. NBA, the Bucks lose on the road to the Pacers 121-118 in overtime. Damian Lillard, already dealing with a sore Achilles, also suffered a knee injury during the game.
I mean, I laid the ball in, and when I landed, when he tried to block it, he landed on my foot. The way he landed on my foot, it just twisted my knee. You know, and it was painful.
NFL, the Packers have drafted five players, three on defense, two on offense, including USC's Marshawn Lloyd, who reacted to the NFL Network calling him the best running back in the draft.
I'm the best running back in the draft, for sure. And I think Green Bay got the best running back in the draft because they think the exact same. I'm super confident with that. I think Daniel Jeremiah, he's what he says. I definitely do feel like he's telling the truth on that part.
That's Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country. I woke up on a wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack. We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station. 98Q Country.
Been so long living in-
98Q Country.
Wish this whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did. I wish she did.
your classics.
Your country. 98 Q Country. Country.
Sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears.
you, Brett Young, here on 98Q Country. Good morning, folks. Welcome to this kind of dreary Saturday morning. This is Austin Bermay here to bring you the hits of today and the classics of yesterday. Now, the weather outside might be a little bit rainy at the moment, but we're not letting that stop us here at 98Q Country. We're going to keep on having our wonderful music playing, but I am also going to have my usual segment as well. So let's see here, coming up around the half hour mark, I am going to be going into details about the bratwurst capital of the world. For those of you who might not know it, I'll give you some time to think about it. If you need a hint, it's also known as the Malibu of the Midwest, though that one's a little bit lesser known. But I'll be coming back to you after Miranda Lambert, Dustin Lynch, and Keith Urban to give you the answer.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Gear up for this season's fishing opener at Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line musky baits, and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season, and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for 32 years. Let John and his staff put their years on the water to work for you. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For your Saturday, showers and thunderstorms. We'll see cloudy skies, breezy conditions, highs in the mid-60s. A few showers tonight with a low around 37. Showers and 50 on your Sunday. Sunday night, scattered storms, a low around 41. Showers and thunderstorms Monday with a high near 59. Currently, 53 degrees.
Here we are, guys.
Yo!
This is...
Here's to the weekend.
It's my weekend station.
Turn it up.
It's the weekend, so crank it up.
Hey, I'm just looking for you.
Country.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next. All I know, butterflies and a Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a
at 98QCountry.com.
There we were, in the back of that old C-71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I have my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Oh, I don't remember what the radio's playing. I was singing like the moon on all the words your lips were saying. All I know is there was magic in that Chevy, baby.
Are you with-
like I should call you up, maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me.
Up as me, Keith Urban, here on 98Q Country. Now, as promised, folks, I'm going to be going into some details about the Bratwurst capital of the world. Do you guys know what it is? I'll give you a hint of where it is. It happens to be, I believe, if I remember correctly, let me see here. Actually, let me look it up so I'm not giving you false information. Let's see here. It has its own county named after it. And it is, let's see, north of Milwaukee. Of course, then again, almost everything's north of Milwaukee. Yeah, it's north of Milwaukee, but south of Appleton. That should give you a pretty good hint of what I'm talking about. It's also just south of a place that happens to have its own podcast. Have you guys figured it out yet? If not, I'm going to tell you. It is Sheboygan. Commonly called Malibu of the Midwest and the Bratwurst capital of the world, which apparently they earned that title. Let's see, the website, Visit Sheboygan, says, in 1970, Sheboygan battled, I'm going to say, Bucyrus, Ohio, for the title of Bratwurst capital of the world. After a grueling duel, the Sheboygan Press reported on August 14th, 1970, that Judge John Bulgert had rendered an official decision bestowing the title upon Sheboygan, and barring all other claimers from using it. The landmark decision noted, quote, that based upon the findings of fact herein above stated, that the citizens of Sheboygan, through their sausage makers, bakers, and backyard chefs, have established their right to the herein litigated title, not only by virtue of claim, but also by virtue of performance. Unquote. Judge Bulger concluded, quote again, it is the judgment of this court that Sheboygan is, and of right, ought to be Bratwurst capital of the world, end quote. And so it is, and they take their brats very seriously there. In fact, first of all, they fry them on a grill. Now, note that they actually specifically say they absolutely do not grill brats on a grill. They fry them, period. They have brat fries. Now, they fry the brats, and having fried them, they dress them on a round, not oblong, Sheboygan hard roll and sprinkle with onion and brown mustard. And that's it. That is a Sheboygan brat right there. It is not grilled. It's not in an oblong bun. It is fried on the Sheboygan hard roll. They are very particular about that. Actually, they include a definition of what fry can mean. To fry can mean to cook, not necessarily in oil or fat, but over direct heat. The sausages are roasted in an oven or fried over a charcoal fire until browned and served to family and friends. They have brat fries on weekends like folks at barbecues in the South. That is a very big tradition over there in Sheboygan. In fact, they take it so seriously, they have a brat oath, the Sheboygan brat oath. I'll read it to you here. So it says, I, insert name here, do solemnly swear before all brats. I just committed a party foul. Brat certified sausage makers, bakers, and backyard chefs, that I vow to respect the brat ritual with all its rights and privileges endowed upon its practice, I can read, I promise, and I will hold steadfast to its meaning and tradition. With resolution, I proclaim the promise to always fry brats, to always serve them on a hard roll, and to always protect them from non-sanctioned preparation techniques. I hereby swear that I denounce pre-boiling, I denounce overdressing with pickled cabbage and other offensive forms of condimentation. I denounce the oblong bun, and I will deny all temptation to engage in interrelations between brat and cheese rituals. It is my duty and intent to become now and forever a pillar of strength in the foundation of the brat capital of the world, and with that duty and intent, I shall never, Even in the shadow of the face of death, Denia brought Eater a beer. And that is the Sheboygan Brano. They take their brats very seriously there. So, hey, if you're looking for a good brat, you head to Sheboygan. I like it. I've been to Sheboygan before. I didn't look too much around it, but I like it there. And coming up next here, we've got Chris Young, Jordan Davis, and Tyler Hubbard before I go rattling on too long here on 98Q Country.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc. WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Kyle Repair, your trusted heavy equipment repair center conveniently located on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, is not only the place to go for all heavy equipment repairs, but also your headquarters for on-site welding and other heavy equipment needs. Whether at their well-equipped shop in Park Falls or right at your job site, Kyle Repair ensures prompt and reliable service. They also specialize in aluminum and dock welding, catering to all your welding needs. Reach out to Kyle Repair today at 715-744-4381 or visit them on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Experience a lazy loon breakfast. Dive into two eggs, home fried potatoes, and your choice of bacon, sausage, or ham with toast. All for under $10. Serving from 6 a.m. to noon at Lazy Loon Lodge, located on State Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Newly opened and taking room reservations soon.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Q Country.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time.
Dancing in the
that don't even come close
to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. Wrap around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring at it. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living. Going down, that's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. Yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get. What my world spins around.
right now, Tyler Hubbard. And now, folks, the time has come for me to look to a binder on my left, but this time, it is not Gray's binder. It is my own. I have been gifted with my own binder. So, that's a nice little change. I don't have to worry about things anymore. But I see in this mystical binder of mine now a notice for St. Paul the Apostle's Spring Dinner Church. Spring Dinner. I almost completely butchered that read. Let me try this again. St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church is having a spring dinner. Over in Catawba off of Highway 8. That is happening tomorrow, serving noon until 1:30 p.m. with chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, dressing, coleslaw, homemade buns, and pies. Adults are $12, children 12 and under are 8, but preschool is free. Ah, so yeah, that's tomorrow, noon to 1:30, over at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Let's see, coming up next here, folks, we've got a big batch of songs from Dierks Bentley, Billy Currington, Morgan Wallen, Thomas Rhett, just a bunch of different names. So, as always, I'm just going to let the music keep on playing here on 98Q Country.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their health care premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt dock and lift systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your power sport pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.com. Northwoods.us.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grade. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For your Saturday, showers and thunderstorms. We'll see cloudy skies, breezy conditions, highs in the mid-60s. A few showers tonight with a low around 37. Showers and 50 on your Sunday. Sunday night, scattered storms, a low around 41. Showers and thunderstorms Monday with a high near 59. It's 54 right now.
Brand new country.